Now, the next thing is getting attention. I like it when I ride with some of the senior salespeople, because they always say, listen, I don't have anything canned, nothing is rehearsed, I just go in. Well, if you ride with them, you'll notice that every one of them has a pattern. Every one of them has certain things that they say, and they're able to work their way around all those objections, and they do it so smoothly and so well. But they don't even realize they're doing it because they've been doing it for so long. But when you're new and you ride with them, you think, wow, how can they ever get that good? It's just a matter of keeping going, keeping at it. But one of the things when we go in is we have to be able to get their attention with something. Your customers are interrupted every 8 minutes with somebody trying to either sell them something or some kind of problem. Every 8 minutes. They are bombarded with 3,000 advertising messages from all different sources every day. 3,000. So they have a wall up around them. And when they see you coming, that wall is automatically there. So we have to be able to go through that wall. We have to have something that we do or say. And one of the best things to do is to bring them something of value every week. Something they can put in their hand. Something they can look at. Something they can identify with. Because you have to, and the worst thing you can do is start talking. The best thing you do, even if you have a sample, instead of going in and say, hey, I want to tell you all about this new hot dog we got, give them the hot dog and wait for them to talk. All of a sudden, all the attention goes to the hot dog because they're used to having people talk. We talk ourselves out of more business than we could ever sell. But just go in and just hand it to them and listen. Hand them your, if you put a flyer out, hand them the flyer. And don't say anything. See what happens. Instead of saying, here, let me read this to you. It's like a real estate person saying, this is the kitchen. Well, wow, I never would have guessed. A real estate person could sell more real estate if they would shut up and let you go through the house by yourself and figure things out. It's the same thing when you give them a sample. They know what to do with the sample. They know what to do with the flyer. They know how to look at it. You give them something. Give you an example of how powerful just something real small is. I was coming down through the New York Thruway, and this was in October a few years ago, and I'll never forget, it was 4 o'clock, it was starting to snow, and it was starting to get dark, so I was tired, so I pulled into the service area, and I backed up to a wall so I could see the parking area while I was going to rest. As soon as I backed up, this guy knocked on my window. And he said, I rolled it down this much, that's scary in itself. I said, what can I do for you? He said, listen, he's having a real jam. He says, my fan belt broke down. I need $1.87. Can you spare $1.87? So I gave the guy $2. So I'm sitting there for a couple hours. Every car that came in, I see him knock on the window, and $2 comes out. The guy must have made $100 while I was there. I mean, he closed 100% of the time. I didn't see anybody not give him $2. Now, he had probably gone through every car part until he got just in every amount until he got just the right amount that he would be able to close 100% of the time. So he had it down pat. I'm in St. Louis. We're going to we're at a show down there. We're at a hotel, and my wife and I were walking under the underpass to go over where the park is by the arch. As we're going under, there's a guy there, and he stops us. And he says, excuse me, sir. He says, my car has broke down. It's on the overpass here, tip of the highway. And my wife and my daughter are in there, and I need $4.35 more for a wrecker. Can you help me out? And my wife says, he didn't look like a street person. Evidently he was. He got me. But I gave him $5. Coming back, 2 hours later, the guy's still there. Everybody's going under the under. He's collecting. It's like a toll booth. He's collecting $5 from them. See, that's because they practice. They rehearse. Now, I'm in California. I'm going to the California restaurant show, and I had to park a long ways, so I'm walking to the show, and as I'm walking, there's these street vendors or street people on the sidewalk, and they're sitting there, and they're saying, you got any spare change? And I'm saying, man, get a job. And it dawned on me. This guy, $1.87, this guy, $4.35, they had a reason for what they were asking for. This guy wants spare change. If you go into an account and you're not bringing them in something, what you're doing is you're the scavenger that's going in there and saying, are there any crumbs left over from a real salesperson spent in here? That hurts. That's what it's like. If you go in, you're like the street vendor in California says, you got any spare change? Anything left over? So keep that in mind when you go in. You have to bring value. That's number three, is get their attention with something, bring them value. You've got so many things to present, it's just unbelievable. I just got, just 2 days ago, a guy in Florida, he said, because I always say, I got to try to think outside the box. So he sent me a picture of him and his customer, and he's a ventriloquist on the side. Right? He does this as a hobby. So what does he do? He takes his little puppet with him, right? And his little puppet, I think his name is Vinny. So he goes into his account with, he said, I got somebody riding with me today. And the little puppet, you know, says everything that he wants to say to the customer. and he said he opened up 5 new accounts in a week by taking that ride with him.